Thousands of teenagers in Auckland are going back to school next week for the first time in 2 months. The government's given the green light for schools in Alert Level 3 regions, currently Auckland and Waikato, to reopen classrooms to students in years 11, 12 and 13 on Tuesday. It's also announced NCEA and scholarship exams are going ahead in November, even in Alert Level 3 regions. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Schools in Auckland have been clamouring for certainty about whether they'll reopen this year, when it might happen, and under what conditions. Today, from the Education Minister Chris Hipkins, an answer.
We've been consulting with education and sector leaders, and based on the latest public health advice, have determined that students in years 11, 12 and 13 will be able to return to the classroom in an Alert Level 3 area from Tuesday the 26th of October, i.e. after Labour weekend.
For year 13 student Dylan Blomquist, it's a relief.
Well, I'm pleased. It's sort of the first emotion, bit of relief. Being in year 13 especially, it was looking very, very likely there for a little bit that, you know, I could have had my last day ever of secondary school on whenever it was in August. So, yeah, it's relief that I'm going to be able to get back.
But not everyone is happy. James Cook High Principal Grant McMillan says the reaction from his community has been mixed.
We're getting quite a lot of reaction right now. Students, families, whānau and staff. It ranges from almost celebration through to some real anxiety and nervousness about, is it safe? Is it safe to come back?
The government says schools in Level 3 areas will no longer need to keep students in bubbles of 10, but everyone will have to wear masks. It's also confirmed that NCEA and scholarship exams will go ahead in all regions, though students in Auckland, Northland and Waikato will have special dispensation to ensure they get the grades they deserve. Grant McMillan says he's not sure pushing ahead with exams is the right move.
It looks a little bit like the band on the Titanic. We're going to keep playing regardless of the tide. And I do think that there was an opportunity here for the authorities who live outside of Auckland to be a little more nuanced, a little more sophisticated in their thinking what they do. I think they're trying desperately to hold on to the one size fits all for New Zealand. And, you know, as others have said, that may or may not be wise.
While secondary schools got some certainty today, primary schools are still waiting. Chris Hipkins says the situation for them is trickier because children under the age of 12 can't be vaccinated and that creates higher risk. He says Cabinet will decide what to do with students in years 1 to 10 on Tuesday. For parents like Pollyanna Paesi, who has 3 children at home, it means no end in sight for remote learning. And she's not sure how she feels about that.
Mixed emotions, probably in a way, because I know my little ones are just dying to come back to school as well. But understanding as well for our school, the stance they're taking, you know, with all the number of cases and things still going up.
May Road School Principal Linda Stewart says keeping Auckland Primary School shut is the right move.
I know that the staff are really dying to be back with their children, and the children are dying to be back at school. But the first thing that we need to make sure of is that we can do it safely.
Linda Stewart says it will take a lot of planning to ensure primary schools can reopen while there are cases of COVID-19 in the community.